Naram tadati navajatam. Some of these words, etymological meaning. Sharada, South India, North Indian Sa becomes South Indian Sha. Sharada actually is Sarada. Sarada. Da means one who gives. Jnanadhanam. We have one Jnanadhanam. Who gives Jnan? Then there is somebody. Dhanadhanam. Annada. There are sadhus names. Annada. And then there is a song, you know. Rumi ma annada. Like that. Another. One who gives another. It's so scientific. People will realize now. Every Hindu is supposed to face the rising sun and pray that you are my mother. Who was Swaha? But Savituhu Savita, that is an important word. What is the meaning of Savita? Srijana Karta. One who gives birth to the whole world is called Savita. That's why Bhuhu Bhuvaha Swaha. Bhu means Bhuloka. Swaha means Vargaloka. And whatever is in between is called Bhuvaha. That means all three words we call. Triloka palaka, triloka nashaka, parapara, prabhunamata vidayaka, unamanayuni, nipo bhakata jene. Like that. So this is Girishchandra Buddha. Jaya Shri Prashankara Haratri Purari Pahi Pashupati Pinakadari. Like that would be. So, this Savita is the real Amnathya. So, he gives prana. If there is no prana, Anna is useless. For prana, first, there should be prana. Then only anna necessary. For a dead person, he becomes anna. Only a person who has got prana, he becomes both the eater of food and the food eater. I am the anna. I am also the annada. I am anna means I am food. Too many times I illustrate it. When a tiger confronts you, how is it judging you? Good food, bad food, tasty food, masala food. So how does it know it is masala food? If you have eaten lot of masala dosha, then that it understands. This is a masala, first class masala food. So Surya Deva, but oh Deva Siddhi Mahuli, because he is Diteksha Brahma. So all over the world, what is the first thing we search for? If we want to find out a new world plan where life can be sustained, you know what is the first thing?
Water.
And water is the production of?
Sun.
Fire.
Fire.
Without sun, cold, there will be no water at all. This will be so scientifically proved. So that is what all the Bhagavad Gita Upanishad, everything is trying to tell us, that God has become the whole world in the form of Anna. And at this any given moment we are eating food, we are also being eaten. And a mosquito approaches. You see, it is praising, singing songs of you. I love you. I can't live without you. And you are not returning the love. What can the food of the food? So this is how we are also approaching. We are food and we are also givers of the food. Sarada. What is Sarada? Tara means essence. What is the essence? Any object has got an essence. So without that essence, that object cannot exist. Without heat, fire cannot exist. Without sweet, sugar cannot exist. If you take away sweetness from sugar, what remains? So, that with which an object manifests, without which the object doesn't exist, that is its sara. So, what is the sara of every human being? Only pure consciousness. That knowledge, by whom is it given?
Narada.
By Ma. So, how does she do it? First, she does it by nourishing the body. For a child, it is the nourishing of the body. As the child grows up, then nourishing of the mind. With the help of these two, ultimately, the knowledge comes. Now, science is slowly converging on Vedantic idea that the whole universe has come from one single element.
Yes.
Unity. And that was what Swami Vivekananda had foretold 100 years ago. Okay. So we have already covered something. We will do this one. 46th Sutra. Narada is questioning. Kastarati kastarati maya. Kaha maya tarati. Who can cross the maya? Who can cross the maya? Just, yeah. Sangam or sangan yajate. He who gives up all attachment. What is our problem? Who can, what is maya? Maya means sangha. Sangha means attachment. A very subtle word they call it. An object can be there. That is not our enemy. Object is not our enemy. But our attachment to the object is an enemy. Here also curious thing is there. You know? Supposing you have a house. The poor house doesn't know. I am a house. I belong to this person. He doesn't know it. Who develops a sangha for the, does the house develop any sangha for the person? Whether you live or your Muslim lives there or a goat lives there, it makes no difference to the house. But we poor fellows, my house, that myness, that is called sangha. He who gives up sangha. But how to give up sangha? That's what he is telling slowly. You can't simply say, I give up sangha. So you go on developing deep attachment. Shift the attachment from temporary things to sangha. First you develop deep attachment to your guru. And then slowly transfer that attachment of the guru to God. That's why guru is the most important. Why is guru so very important? For a simple reason. Suppose you have got a beautiful vigraha of your Ishtadeva. And one day, you prepare some payasa and offer it to God. And you will be smiling only. So you think, my God is very pleased. And then afterwards, you want to eat prasada. Payasa, for example. And instead of sugar, you put salt. The face of the God did not change. So it remains like Rama's face. Then Abhishek. Prasannatamya nagata abhishekataha. Tathana mamle vanavasa dukkataha. Mukhambujeshri raghunandanasyame tadastusa mangala manjula prabha. When Rama got the news that tomorrow morning you are going to be coronated, his face did not break into special smile because he was Sadanandamaya. But by next morning, you know that story that had happened. So Rama was prepared to be coronated because his father ordered. Smile, not because of this news. Then Narada came running. He said, Rama Rama, what did they say? Rama Rama, what is the news? What is the matter? You are going to be coronated? No, no, not that. Go on to sleep well. Before the sun rises, the whole story will change. Then Rama commanded Saraswati, now you go and occupy Manthara's tongue. Ah, Manthara's tongue. So Manthara got up early in the morning and saw all the people decorating happy. She did not know this news at all. No, she was like our sadhus. Guru Mata has transferred them. And devotees all over the world knew him. The sadhu himself did not know. So they come, Maharaj, is it true that you are going to such and such a place? He said, is it so? I know nothing. So Manthara asked, what is the occasion? There is nothing special. Then, today is Ram Navami. So, don't you know, tomorrow Rama is going. You need to be. Then Manthara is occupied by, possessed by Saraswati. She goes running. And she was favorite maidservant of Kaikeyi. And then he says, have you heard this news? What news? Rama is going to be coronated. Kaikeyi's face broken like 1,000 lotuses bloom. Immediately she took out her hara. And for giving me such good news, I am rewarded. This lady said, have you gone out of your time? Do you know what you are? So she started brainwashing. You think Manthara could have brainwashed Kaikeyi with the power of the mother Saraswati? So like many times the Rakshasas, they do tapasya. And Brahma has to come. And they want a boon. What boon? I will never die. So, like that. Kumbhakarna also did tapasya. One Ravana Saravas, you know. Kumbhakarna also had to be. If both of these join, even for Rama, it is not possible. So, Mother Saraswati went and occupied. What do you want? So, let me have the capacity to eat for 6 months. Sleep for 6 months. Tapasya. So, what is the secret here? The person who is a sadhu, the person who is a demon, both of them are controlled by the same power, like Mahamaya's play. This is the, we will come to know only at the, this is what Thakur calls Brahma and Leela. Either you are in a state of Brahma or you are in the state of Leela. But we are neither in Brahman nor in Veda. That is our problem. So, is what is called Sangha. Yeah. This is Sangha. Is nothing. You can't blame any person else. This person is the root cause of my problem. Person is not the root cause of your problem. You are the root cause of your problem. And yesterday, we also discussed very important point. No object either tempts or repulses us. It is our bhava towards that object. Either it tempts us or it repulses us. This Mahamaya is the most important. So this is how slowly we have to progress in that. And it's yo mahan bhavam sevate. Just now we were discussing. Only a person who keeps the company of a great soul, he will come to know. Problem is me. Problem is not anything else. But this secret, otherwise we are all blaming. That person tempted me. That person. Our Dharma Shastras are full of this. A woman's nature is to tempt us. Then why is it your mother is not tempting you? Why is it your sisters are not tempting you? Why is it that those who consider you are, they are not tempting you. It is the same often. They are tempting other people. They are not tempting you. So where is the problem? Our mind. That's why manayeva manushyanam karanam bandham. Mind alone is the root cause of both bondage as well as liberation. So yo mahanubhavam sevate, then what happens? Nirmamo bhavat. The first thing he learns from a sadhu is that I become without any attachment. Because Sadhu's life is without attachment. It's a beautiful story. Swami Brahmananda was doing tapasya in North India. It was winter season. And it was cold. He was not having warm clothes. One devotee was passing. He saw. So he got down, make a namaskaram, and presented one warm blanket and left. After a few minutes, another man came. First time the pranam meeted. Took the prasada away. Raja Maharaj was watching. Rama has given. Rama has taken. He was. But what happens, our problem? See how it suffers. I mean, Bhavyananji gave a beautiful example. A devotee thought. And then he bought a pen, very nice pen. Then he was very happy. He comes to the ashram. And he feels, I must give it to this Swami. So he gives to this Swami. Until that time, this Swami did not know the existence of the pen. The moment he presents and says, now it is mine. After that, if it is lost, he will suffer terribly.
Yes.
Sangha has come. In between, Sangha has come. Like that, you know, before your children came out, you did not know who the hell they are. Now you know who the hell they are. And yet the Sangha will not go away. My son, my daughter, by living with, say, serving a great soul, mamakara becomes less lessened. Immediately it won't go, but slowly. So, here Swami Tyagishandra was in charge of our Dasamuruga Ashram for many years, before Swami Yatishan Maharaj came. And there was one M. Ramchandra, who had big shop, his missions, etc., pumping missions and other things. He was a bachelor. He used to serve Yatishan Maharaj. His car he will bring whenever Maharaj wants. So one day, this Ramchandra was sitting in the office. Swami Tyagishananda was sitting in the office. And this man asked, Swami, what is the difference between you and me? You are also sitting in the chair. I am also sitting in the same chair. Then the Swami said, there is a big difference. Then he got up. And he said, today, if I receive the news from the headquarters that you are thrown out, it's very dramatically, you know, he got up like that and then walked up. But if such a news you have to go, your bottom is tightened by screws. You cannot get up. The chair also will get up. This is a big difference. Anyway, peculiar things are there. I think I discussed with you, I don't remember. Sharat Maharaj was there. Swami Brahmananda was the president. Then the disciple of one of the disciples was Prabhupada. Sharat Maharaj came to Peter Mata and said, this boy is a Prabhupada. Raja, let us throw him. Rajamana said, you are the general secretary. Whatever you want, you better do it. So Sharat Maharaj happily went to Udbodhan in Calcutta. Next morning, suddenly before breakfast, he found Swami Brahmananda with a towel, bare body with a towel. President of the Ramakrishna order, early before breakfast, in this particular peculiar dress, said, Raja, what is the matter? You know, yesterday you people decided, you know, this boy, he trusted me and came to me. Now I cannot live without, I cannot abandon him like that. So I decided we will go to the banks of Ganges, we will construct a small hut and both of us will look into it. That was the end of the anyway, this is one story. Another story, Swami Virajanand. In our order, Swami Virajanand, so many times he went out to, even though tapasya is mind only for tapasya.
Yeah.
Even Shyamala Thala he created. Shyamala Thala. Shyamala Thala. Evergreen, this one. So Mayavati itself is very isolated place. And that also was too much for him. So Mr. Sanger had constructed a small kutia. Now it is an independent ashram. He went there and did the same person so many years. So Madhavanji became the general secretary, Virajanji became the president. So many sadhus, they were staying outside without any contact with Ramakrishna. Good sadhus, doing tapasya. Then Madhavanji said, they don't have any contact. Why should we keep their names? So he prepared more than a dozen ashram names and submitted to President Maharaj. His signature is necessary so that their name will be removed. So Swami Virajanandi, I said, after 5 minutes, I'll send it to you, put his signature, and then sent it to Swami Virajanandi. So he wanted to check. He checked Swami Virajanandi. Yes. Then he looked at first name, Swami Virajanandi. What to do? He simply tore the paper and put it in the newspaper basket. Because, that was those rich. Nowadays people will not do. So the idea is, if they are leading a bad life, their name should be removed, otherwise bad name will come to the mission. But they are only doing tapasya. This is what is needed. And but he was of that nature. That is important. So when we really serve the Mahapurusha, then this result must come. What is the first result? Detachment must come. Because sadhu means another name for sadhu is detachment. If a sadhu is attached, then he is not a sadhu. That is why it is said about Shukadeva. I stay in any place only that much time that it takes for making a cow. So go dohana kala matra. Especially Indian cow. How much time it will take for milking Indian cow? If it is Jersey hybrid cow, it will take a long time. So, about maybe 20 minutes, 25. Attachment will come to the place. Places attachment, you know. That's why so many people can't leave. More they will contrive to come back to the same place. Don't cite me as an example. So, Nirmamo, so who crosses Maya? A person who is totally gives up Sangha. Sangha forms in the form I and mine. So, by serving sadhus, keeping company of sadhus, he should develop. That is called sadhu sangha. If the sadhu sangha I am keeping, but sangha is not going, then it is money. Your vivikta sthanam sevat. Ramakrishna used to emphasize very much. He who loves a solitary place. Ramakrishna had put it so beautifully. Nobody else could have. Nirjanastha. Maje, maje, nirjanastha. Avada, avada. ನಿರ್ಜನ ಸ್ಥಾನದಲ್ಲಿ ಹೋಗಬೇಕು. ನಿರ್ಜನ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಅಂದರೆ ಏನು? ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ ಪೀಪಲ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. ಸಂಘ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೋ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನಿರ್ಜನ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಎಟ್ ಆಲ್. ಸೊ ಎ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಮೀ. Only God can help. Rakshishya siti vishvayasaha. Yo lokabandham punmolayati. He who completely uproots lokabandha. What is lokabandha? I said loka. So this has been given several meanings. One meaning is this is bhuloka. We are living in this world. This world means my country, my religion, and then my state and my truth. Mahishasura, they don't understand. Mahishasura has become Mahishasura. Mahishasura Pardini.
Chamundi.
Chamundi. Mahapurusha Maharaj went there, used to go to the temple and did Chandipata there for 3 days. He had vision of the Divine Mother. సో మహిషాసుర ఇస్ బికమ్ మై సు సో మై సో అటాచ్ బెంగళూరు సో అండర్స్టాండ్ ది పన్ మై సు మై ఎంవై సో సో లైక్ దట్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ అటాచ్ దెన్ గురు గురు అటాచ్మెంట్ టు ది గురు ఆల్సో షుడ్ నాట్ బి దేర్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు గురు షుడ్ బి దేర్ attachment to guru should not be there. What does it mean? Looking upon guru as an ordinary, my father, my mother, that is called attachment. But my guru is, God is only manifesting in him as reality. Because if you go on looking as a human being, then you can find lot of, that is how the devotee is, my guru likes Mysore Paka. My guru likes Posto. Like that, go on thinking. One sadhu was telling me, Prabhu Maharaj or somebody, I don't remember. Somebody has given information, Swami Viraj Pranamsi, like some particular curry. The news spread like wildfire. Every day, so many people were specially preparing that curry. And he said, who is this scoundrel who spread this news? If I see once more this curry, I am going to do my own. So this is called getting attached to the gurus. Once in a while it is okay. Anything, if it is served, however nice morning and evening, you lose your, that is the secret of then detachment. Now and then offer it to God and have. Otherwise, attachment will develop. Loka Bhangam. So what is the other meaning of loka? There are many lokas. Those who believe in Vedas, they there is Sarva Loka, there is Indra Loka, Prajapati Loka, Brihaspati Loka, ultimately Brahma Loka. That's what in the Isavasya Upanishad we get. Hiranmayena Patrena, Satyasya Apihitam Mukham, Tatvam Poshan Apavaruna, Satya Dharmane Drishtaye. So at the end he says, Agne naya supada raye asmin, yuyudhyasmo jupuranameno. So Lord, you know what all I have done. You conduct me to the higher level. So the commentary is given. Shankaracharya is out and out, narrow mind in this respect. So he goes to say, he goes to Hiranyagarbha. Saguna, what we call Saguna Brahma. What we call, if I say Saguna Brahma, you won't have objection. If I say Ramakrishna Loka, then we have, immediately we have objection. What? Going to Ramakrishna Loka is not Mukti? That is his opinion. My opinion is if I go to Ramakrishna Loka, see Thakur every day, is it Mukti or not? In fact, is a deep. Suppose you go to Vaikuntha. What do you see?
John, Vishnu there.
What do you mean by Vishnu there? The very meaning of the Vishnu. Vyapakatvat Vishnu. He who is everywhere. And he who is everywhere cannot have any form. Form means limitation. Big or small. Big hall. You break all the walls, then it becomes formless. Put some walls, it becomes it's form. So in Vaikuntha, what do you see? Chidambaram, what do you see? Chidambaram temple. What do you see? Have you had anybody seen space? Then there is a being space. Nobody can see space.
That's true.
Space means emptiness.
Have to have walls to move them.
That is why I make fun of you. I bought the biggest house. Meaning what? The more the emptiness, the more it is possible. Small house, small emptiness. Big house, bigger emptiness. So here, the biggest space. Every day go on hearing, and then we don't see it even if you take an electronic microscope. Where is it all going? Anyway, so your loka bandha should not want anything else.
My friend is listening. When you're talking about Ramakrishna Loka or Vaikuntha, perceiving Sri Ramakrishna 24 hours or perceiving Vishnu 24 hours, it is not possible. There is no clue there.
That is the true understanding. But ordinary people don't understand. They think like, I have a lot of problems with this idea. Suppose, you know, you go to any South Indian temple. This fellow, Vishnu, blackish, dark blackish. Will he be like that in Vaikuntha also? Yeah, Krishna is black and blue, they call it. Rama is black, Kali is black. Amarma, Kalore, Kalorupe, Digambare, Pritipadda, Pare, Alore. Like that beautiful song is there. So, the point is, these are for ordinary people, you go where there is continuous joy. Ramakrishna means continuous ananda. That is the real idea. Sat, chit, not that you see a person. So, Shankaracharya, he doesn't accept this idea. But say Ramakrishna said, is it impossible for Vishnu to give you this liberation? How many millions of bhaktas, they got his grace, and he says, we will give you and me are one and the same. Already this person goes, so how much money? He realized it. So lead me to that place, even if I don't deserve, you destroy all my impurities and take me to your real place. Take me to your real place means what? Reveals your true nature. Once I know you are very interested. Once you know Ramakrishna is Parabrahma, what will you be?
Sir, I don't think
that's this is the law. So to know that this person is Parabrahma, first you, to know this person is a thief, first you have to become a thief. To know this person is God, you have to become
God.
Let's say in Sanskrit there is a beautiful saying, Devo Bhutva Devam Yajet. When are you fit? Really? When are you in a condition to worship God? First become God, then worship. Because only God knows the greatness of God. Only God can worship God and nobody else. So this is what is doing. Loka Bandham Unmure. Loka means another meaning is limitation. Key limitation. He who transcends all limitations. That means limitations are created only by two things. Body and mind. So how do you know you are, I am this? You are talking about body. Because you are that. Separate. Mind also. I am like this. You are like. So what is the loka here? There is no loka. Completely destroyed. No limitation. Well, I destroy limitation. Body, mind. What remains cannot be described at all. Yoga kshemam yajatu. He who completely gives up two things. Yoga and kshema. That was the beautiful idea taken in the Bhagavad Gita. Which was ananyas chintayanto mam te jana paripasate kesham nitya vimuktanam yoga kshemam vahamiham. The Lord himself, you depend upon mother. Child depends totally upon the mother. Is the child thinking, where do I get next food? Where do I sleep? The child is thinking. It simply
just happy playing.
That's all. He sleeps, plays, and the mother looks up. If we have that kind of complete dependency upon God, he himself will die. So what is the Narada telling it? Yoga kshemam yajati means the person who gives up all dependencies and depends, surrenders himself totally upon God. God will provide. Yo nistray gunyo bhavati. He goes beyond the three guns. In the Bhagavad Gita, today we are going to speak about it. Everybody, there is a jnana. If you are Satchidananda, that is a jnana. I am Satchidananda. Then we don't understand we are Satchidananda. So, what is the reason? It is hidden. So Bhagavad Gita gives three examples. Dhumena avriyate vahnihi. Like fire completely covered with smoke. Then malena adarshaha. A mirror covered with dust. Then adhorve navruto garbhaha. A fetus completely covered with a blessing. They're all living there. So, one commentator has given beautiful understanding. Why three examples? The first example shows Sattvaguna. Sattvaguna is so pure, the smoke cannot cover the fire. Very, if you do, it will go away. And then the fire will be visible. Sattvaguna. Very little obstruction is there. Then the second obstruction even represents Adhadarsho Malina, lot of impurities, mud, dust. This represents Suchiguna, Rajoguna. Then completely covered the fetus. Uchiguna, Tamoguna. So through these examples, one has to go beyond the Tamoguna, beyond the Rajoguna, and beyond the Sattvaguna. What is studied? Yo nistray gunyo bhavati. What does that mean? In samadhi, there is no triguna. In deep sleep, there is no trigunas. Then what is the problem? Why go to samadhi? Samadhi means you have the capacity to remain there as long as you want. Whereas in this two, sleep, you can't sleep when you want. It has to come. All that you need to do is don't put any obstruction by thinking disturbing thoughts. Just to relax and it will come and take over. And it will leave you when it wants to leave. That is why even if you put alarm, you put on the alarm and then sleep again. So, but if you sleep sufficiently, the sleep itself says, my children, what mother was telling to the children, who are you used to get up at 12 o'clock? Children, you are tired sleeping. Get up and eat food and get tired and go back to sleep. So, Nistra Iguna Bhavati. Then, 48. Yah karma phalam tejati, karmani sanyasati, tato nirvandho bhavati. He who gives up karma pada, he who gives up or renounces all actions, and then he who becomes nirdvandvaha, that means goes beyond the dualities. A little bit difficult sutra, but karma phalam kese. So our attachment proceeds in three ways. Gross, subtle, subtlest. Gross is karma phala. Subtle is attachment to the work. And subtlest is ahankar. Ramanujacharya was the person who had pointed this out so beautifully. He says, first, suppose you are going in the garden and you have grown beautiful flowers, beautiful fruits. Then if somebody, it happens in our order also. A Swami, he gets so much attached to his karma phala. Even head of the center fears touching anything during his presence. I have grown it so, and you just mercilessly cut it. Arey Baba, I did it only for Thakur. Let Thakur come and he comes and enjoys it. So as though he has seen it. As though the person has seen. Now that story, there was one fellow, Swami, who thought he was a good singer. So once a senior Swami happened to visit that ashram. And that singer Swami wanted to show how beautifully he wants to impress. So he was eagerly waiting. But the senior Swami came a little bit late. So instead of disturbing the devotees, because everybody looks, if I enter from the front door, everybody is looking. Forget Thakur. They were looking for an excuse. So he entered from the back door, and suddenly, as soon as he opened the door, Immediately, Thakur was running. He said, Thakur, what is this? Your singing is going on and it's my God. I can't tolerate anymore this fellow's voice. And then he ran away. And then this singer Swami met the senior Swami. And senior Swami said, Baba, because of your singing,
I have
had a question of Baba. He did not explain further. Why did it happen? So, karma phala is people, they become somehow possessiveness now. This my belong to me. Only enjoy from a distance. Karma phala. But if he is a good sadhu, this is all Thakur's. Land is Thakur's. I belong to Thakur. Maybe I have done my duty. Anybody would have done their duty. Everything belongs to Thakur. So if somebody takes it away, okay, Thakur is doing. Then next comes attachment to the work. This is the most subtle point. Because, you know, some sadhu, they don't like some type of works. Some people don't like puja at all. They boring work in early morning. What they don't, they fail to realize, you don't like to see Thakur's face so much time. Here you can see other people's faces. Much more preferable than seeing Thakur's face. Because when you are offering, when you are meditating, when you are doing puja, whose face you are likely to see? So some people like accounts work. Some people hate accounts work. Some people like lecturing work. Yeah, I will not mention the name. But there are many. So very, very interesting. Even Swamis get carried away by all these things. No, I don't want this. I don't want this. Swami Vivekananda, he said, a sannyasi is one. Whatever work is asked to do, happily. Because it is not to please you, to please Thakur. That some people get is terribly attached to the particular type of work. So, lecturing work. I know one Swami. He is very sick. Can't get up from the bed. But the moment he is told, Maharaj, this Sunday you have to give a lecture. And you will be carried with the thought. If we stare in the side rope, the moment 5:30 or whatever time, like a young man, he will jump, come back, deliver the lecture, and go back, becomes old man. No, that tremendous attack. So if this person is lost, so you stop lecture. What if? Pain it is for him. So like this, we all suffer from, we have to be very careful and say, if such a thing happens, I should be able to actually, to marry, everything in the world, we have to do that. So this is called karma phalam. Second is karma, attachment to the act. What is the third one? Every raga dvesha. This is called raga dvesha. All belongs to ahankara. If there is no ahankara, no raga dvesha. If there is no raga dvesha, there is no avinivesha. Avinivesha means intense clinging to the body. So, body, because body is the root cause of whatever you want to enjoy. That's why in sleep, there is no body consciousness. That's why there is no the mind consciousness. Therefore, raga dvesha are not. Raga, dvesha belong to the mind. But for them to express, they need a concrete object. Mm. If there is nobody, upon whom are you going to show raga or dvesha? You can't do that. But they are also deluded people who are cartoonizer. One fellow was traveling in a jeep in desert. Suddenly his jeep had broken down. He had no option. There was no mechanic. He was crawling. Delirium had fainting. Delirium. So he was terribly thirsty. So, delirium is it. What was this in America? Beautiful, cool drink shop. Beautiful, cool drink shop. Immediately he started crawling towards in the delirium. And then he reached the door. And then there are two billboards. 25C, like that, one bottle. And the other billboard is 25C, cut, 15C. He looked at it, crawling towards the 15C. He is getting a discount. In delirium also, discount is attracting him. Because that is our deep mind, unconscious, that is what we are really thinking, isn't it? So this is how, anyway, funny story also, the real story. In Virurmat, devotees will bring some fruits for offering. And you know, very hot place, banana. There were no refrigerators in those times. So they took it. So Babu Ramana was the manager. So he will come in the morning. He has to give which fruits to be offered today. So some fruits are rotten. He will give those fruits to Fattakur offering. The idea is, good fruits, they will be offered tomorrow. But we should not waste. So let Thakur take the not so good fruits. But by tomorrow, the good fruits also. That is not our lobha. Nothing should be wasted. That is the idea. But it takes ridiculous form. Like that. So, first of all, karmani sanyasati means don't give up. You can't do without activity. You cannot give up activity. But give up attachment to the whatever work Thakur puts you in, just suppose I'm thinking, you are not wanted, you retire. Happily you retire. That's it. Why not? Tato nidvandvo bhavati. Earlier we said, you know, nidvandvo, earlier we said that he has to become nirdvandvaha. What is nirdvandva? Dvandva. Life is full of duality. See, cold, heat, happiness, unhappiness, birth, death. So everything comes in dualities. There is no way we escape man, woman, black, white. Everything is needed to understand something, you need the opposite. And I also mentioned earlier to you, very important law, it is this. That to know I am this, I have to deny it, I am not anything else. Do you understand? See, this is me. This is Swami Dayatmananda. So the moment you say, this is Swami Dayatmananda, you ask me, who are you? They say, I'm Swami Dayatmananda. Then you say, immediately, what you say, I am not the Shopa, I am not a Chai, I am not this. The whole universe you have to say, I am. It implies automatically. Because if there is one object which is me, then this alone is not me. Understand? I am not anything else except this. But in language you can't go on saying, then you will never finish it. In any lifetime. That is why we say, I am this. Automatically, I am a man. Means what? I am not a woman. This is black. Means what? This is not any other color. But black. This is how our knowledge makes us pick up things. You bring the black cloth. So you don't bring the yellow cloth, don't bring the white cloth, etc., etc. You don't need to see them. This is called dvandva. So what is the problem? Dvandva is not going to be there. Sometimes what happens? Dvandva becomes too much for us. Dvandva means we only prefer one. Between happiness and unhappiness, we prefer only happiness. Between sweet and non-sweet, we only prefer sweet. Between a Swami who always praises you and a Swami who never praises you, criticizes you, whom do you prefer? Automatically. So next time, after this experience, when you enter into the ashrama and look at the Swami walking from a distance, you will skirt 2 miles to reach the other Swami who says you are stupid. This is normally without thinking, our life is conducted. What should be done? Anything comes into our life because of our karma karma. So happiness comes, karma karma. Unhappiness comes, karma pada. That should be the attitude. That is why Sritoshna Sukha Dukhtesha Tatha Mana Apamana Yoga. So you bear all these things. Tam Tam Titikshasva Bharata. See, if you don't forbear it, bearing means what? You treat them equal. Then what happens? Both of them teach us a lesson. Both of them help, they push us towards unhappiness, pushes us more than happiness. Which is more powerful? Unhappiness. So when devotee is to come from ready, previously to UK center. So previously he used to come only occasionally. Now he started practically every day, sometimes twice a day he was coming. I asked him, why this then transferred me? He said, Swami, my wife, horrible lady, I can't bear any longer. He said, first thing in the morning, you say, touch her feet and say, all your coming to the ashram now is only because yeah. Happiness never took anywhere near to God. It is unhappiness that takes us nearer to God. That is why Sankhya Yoga, Sankhya Sutras, begin with Tapatraya, Avighata, Jignasa, for inquiry, how to escape this Tapatraya. That is what takes us slowly to God. So we discussed. If you one or two are there, we'll discuss it next class, which will be on Monday. Okay. Today we have got Gita. Come back. Om Jananim Sharat Devi Ram Krishna. So, Mr. Mathuram, the question is,